understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. Hit us up on our Twitter poll. We got into a discussion late in the show about the best Rocky movie, 1 through 4. Put it up there. We'll update you in seconds. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Going to talk a lot of NFL here as well, plus all the big wigs in college football are getting together to discuss an 8-team playoff.
I think it's worth repeating your story how you called out a former Ohio State executive who's now with West Virginia for his hypocrisy.
Well,
is it not?
Gordon Gee, former president.
Like clarified butter.
Yeah.
Or a karate outfit.
Is that what that's called, a gi?
Yeah, it's spelled G-I, I believe, though, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's G-E-E.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was the president of Ohio State when I was interviewing back in the day. And back in the day, I mean, I was on a mission to get rid of the BCS.
Mission from God.
I hated the BCS. I wanted a college football playoff. Would tell in an interview, Gordon, I got an argument with him. I said, look, Gordon, this is stupid. You're not putting your customer first, meaning the fan base. We want a true champion. We want a playoff. You'd make more money doing it. It'd be bigger than the NFL. He goes, well, it's not our goal to be bigger than the NFL. It's not our goal to make all this money. We're about the student athletes here. And frankly, I like the old situation better where the UPI and the AP voted.
Oh, God.
And you would have to pry this BCS system from my cold, dead hands.
Until?
And now he's the president of West Virginia, and I find out that he's one of the knuckleheads on this committee that wants to get together and talk about an 8-team playoff because he wants expansion.
Not a knucklehead, but it's just a question. Yeah, it's right. Expansion is happening, probably going to be in 2020, probably going to be 8 teams. Get used to the idea. It's going to happen. It won't be perfect. There'll be flaws in the system. But what it does, if nothing else, gives us something to talk about, more college football during the season, so there's not this big lull between November and January 1st in college football.
Wait, Mama, we got 6 bowl games on Saturday. Let's go!
Yeah.
The Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl, North Carolina A&T versus Alcorn State. I'm ready. Are you ready for some football?
Utah State, Texas State.
Name either team's mascot.
Right on.
Which team?
The Alcorn States are obviously an acorn.
Yeah.
No.
And North Carolina A&T, AT&T, the phone guys.
The phone guys.
No.
Believe it.
Fact.
Hold on. I don't even know.
I know Utah State's the Aggies, and North Texas, are they a green wave? Green something?
No, they're the mean green.
Mean green. Oh, it's a green something. I know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
All right, let's update our poll on the Rocky, because this was a poll we did late in the show in the 4 o'clock hour, so this has only been up by an hour, and we've got hundreds of votes already.
Alcorn State Braves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you say, acorns?
Yeah, the acorns. Wait a minute, Braves? Is that politically incorrect?
No.
Is that like a Native American reference that is no longer acceptable?
Best Rocky movie, Rocky, Rocky 2, 3, or 4. 43% say Rocky, 13% Rocky 2, 13% Rocky 3, 31% Rocky 4.
Rocky 1 running away with it.
It's a stupid mascot.
Actually, it's not Rocky 1,
North Carolina,
it's just Rocky.
A&T.
Yeah.
What's A&T?
This would be an FCS school.
Aggie the Bulldog.
Oh.
Aggie.
But an Aggie is not a Bulldog. A Bulldog's a Bulldog.
Yeah, but
Aggie.
Yeah.
Like
somebody who went to Texas A&M.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I lived
but
an hour and a half for an A&M. I don't even
know
what an
Aggie likely,
is.
And more than likely, well, I'm sure people have pets named Aggies because they probably have an affiliation with A&M or another school that has the Aggie nickname. Right?
Utah State.
Tulane versus
Utah State,
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Tulane's the Green Wave.
Green Wave, yeah.
Right?
Tulane's a Green Wave.
What's
yep.
Louisiana?
Louisiana what? Lafayette?
No, just Louisiana.
No, it's got
Raging Cajun.
It's Tulane versus Louisiana.
Raging Cajuns,
yeah. But that's Louisiana.
Fresno State, that's a Bulldog. Arizona State, that's a Sun Devil. I know that. Georgia Southern, that's an eagle.
Eagle.
Yep.
Eastern Michigan,
that is
possibly also an eagle.
Emu.
They used to be.
They're an emu.
They used to be the Hurons, but that was politically incorrect. I don't know what they are now.
That's your parents' alma mater.
That's my parents' alma mater, and they beat Purdue, who beat Ohio State.
So,
that's why Ohio State shouldn't even be in this damn discussion.
Eastern Michigan is one of the best teams in the country, obviously.
Oh, Eastern.
Yeah.
Looking at Western.
Come on,
they're the Broncos. Western Michigan's the Broncos.
Don't get those two mixed up.
Central Michigan's the Chippewas. Eastern Michigan is...
Eagles.
Eagles, okay, yeah.
Isn't that what I said?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
What
they were
said.
The Hurons, and now they're the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
But there's a Lake Huron.
Yes, there is.
Why is that not politically correct?
Well, there's a lot of the Caloosahatchee is named after Indians.
What's wrong with that?
That's fine.
What's wrong with Seminoles? What's wrong with that?
No. See, the problem is the depiction of the mascot.
Oh, the name
right.
is fine.
Well,
but then
the name,
if you've got a goofy
right.
cartoon.
Right. You can't make a character out of it.
Gotcha.
Like, Florida State works very closely with the Seminole tribe. They're cool with everything.
They like the look.
All's honky dory between the two, right?
Okay, all right. This isn't like the Cleveland Indians.
Right. The Braves, the Atlanta Braves, they don't have a Native American logo. They have the tomahawk.
Yeah.
And they have the lowercase or the mm-hmm. uppercase A.
Yeah.
Or the lowercase A for the throwbacks. Chicago Blackhawks.
I'm thinking of the Redskins mm-hmm. right now. Okay.
Great logo, by the way.
Redskins?
No, Blackhawks.
No, yeah, Blackhawks.
They're all good logos.
See, the Redskins name is, depending who you ask, it's inherent. It's racist. It's the reason Syracuse had to change from the Orange Men to the Orange.
Yeah, and St. John's dropped it altogether from the Red Men.
The Falcons, right?
You know what? You know what?
Red Storm.
Oh.
I'm still confused.
It's confusing.
We still hear that if you ask a lot of Native Americans who are Redskin fans or involved with the Redskins, they look at it as, most of them look at it as a positive. It's a sign of power. You know, I mean, it's, I just never looked at stuff like that when I was a kid growing up going, I just thought it was a cool logo. And like, yeah, I mean, playing the Washington Redskins. And
that's all I thought.
So. Coachella Valley High School, they're the Arabs.
Oh, that's still allowed?
Well, they changed their name in 2014 to the Mighty Arabs.
That's not making it better. That's drawing your line in the sand.
Passing it along.
Where? What high school is that?
Coachella. Coachella Valley.
Is that here in Florida?
No, Coachella. It's California, isn't it?
Oh, that Coachella.
Yeah, yeah.
That Coachella.
Gotcha.
I got some stats for you with the NFL. These are fascinating, I think.
They worked with the Arab American community to get the Mighty Arab mascot.
So they're for it.
Arabs was offensive, Mighty Arabs not offensive. Ducks,
really?
Offensive, Mighty Ducks not offensive.
All right. So NFL news, Carson Wentz not going to play, bad back. Nick Foles time for the Eagles, who are on their last thread. You got some wide receiver fun facts for us here?
Yeah, this is fascinating. Let me don't look it up. Don't.
I'm not. I'm cold.
So
man.
Get this. Okay, players with more. And I got. Let me see. Hang on. 8 names here. Players with more than 50 catches and 1 or 0 drops this year. There are 8 wide receivers in the NFL that have had 50 catches and 1 or 0.
Michael
drops.
Thomas.
Fact.
Wrong. Not in the top 8.
He's like 90% on his connections with Drew Brees.
All right.
Suspect facts. All right. I'm going to throw out the usual.
This person has been targeted. I'll start from top to bottom. This person has been targeted 144 times, has 86 catches and 1 drop. There's only 2 in the top.
Like
there's only 2 in the top 8 here with 0. But this top one has 86 catches. He was targeted 144 times, 1 drop.
87 catches.
86.
I got nothing.
Antonio Brown.
AB!
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Number 2. This guy has 88 catches, 125 targets, and 1 drop.
All right, let me eliminate some of the usual, like Odell Beckham Jr. Is he on our list?
No.
Okay. Juju Smith-Schuster?
No. Not in this top 8.
Yeah, right. It's 2 guys on the same team. Well, it's a lot.
Ben Roethlisberger can spread the rock around. When he's
are tight ends included on this list?
Yes.
Eric Ebron.
No.
No.
What?
I would have gone Travis Kelce.
But there are no tight ends on this list. So.
Oh, that's false. Then, false news.
No.
Fake news. Okay.
Is Larry Fitzgerald on this list?
Yes, he is.
Has he got that many catches this year?
No, I don't think that was him.
He is sixth on the list.
Scaling what people text in.
He's been targeted 86 times, 52 catches, one drop.
Julio
Jones? No, he drops all the time.
Not on there.
No, he doesn't.
He's weak.
Great catcher.
He is weak.
I don't know.
Not on there.
I'm reeling.
All right. The second person I was talking about, this guy has 88 catches.
Oh, Adam Thielen.
No.
He's leading the league in catches.
88 catches, 125. This is not leading the league. This is 50 catches or more and one or zero drops. So this guy has 125 targets, 88 catches, one drop, Stephon Diggs.
Wait a minute, Chris. We're going about this all wrong.
Yeah.
We're going quantity.
Start naming Patriots. Here we go. All right, who we got?
Nope, nobody's on the page. Nobody here is on
really?
The page.
Really?
Yeah, I saw Edelman drop one against the Dolphins.
That was the one. Devontae Adams.
No.
I don't know.
No. All right, so number you have Antonio Brown, you have Stephon Diggs. This person has 111 targets, 71 catches, one drop, Robert Woods. Next on the list is 103 targets, 72 catches, one drop, Tyler Boyd.
Tyreek Hill.
No.
Doubtful.
This person has 97 targets, 66 catches, and one drop. Brandon Cooks. Mm. The aforementioned Larry Fitzgerald.
Two Rams, huh?
Yep. Larry Fitzgerald has, as we just said, 86 targets, 52 catches, one drop.
Drops probably came in the Bears
game. The last
game.
Two are zero. These are the only two with over 50 catches and zero drops this year. 83 targets, 57 catches,
Jarvis
zero drops.
Landry.
Jarvis Landry.
Taylor Gabriel.
Come on.
And the last one with 70 targets, 51 catches, and zero drops, Mohamed Sanu.
The real leading receiver for the Falcons.
He's the third receiver for the Falcons.
No drops.
He's the first in my heart.
You got the two Alabama guys that are pretty good.
Ridley.
Sanu can do circles around both of them. And throw the
he
rock.
He can throw the ball. Throw the no doubt there.
Yeah. No doubt.
Good and list. Then another fun fact here real quick is currently right now with the salary cap moving up 10 to 15 million next season, right now as things stand, the fewest cap commitment for 2019.
Browns.
Jets number one, 99 million. Two, Bills, 106 million.
Man.
Three, Colts, 117 million.
This is free room on the
four,
cap?
Four, Raiders, yes. Fewest cap, four, Raiders, 117 million. Five, Cardinals, 124. Six, Seahawks, 132. Seven, Texans, 136 mil. Eight, Bungles, 145 mil. Ninth, Dallas Cowboys, 147 million.
The numbers are going up.
Yep.
So,
and 10th, the Broncos, 151 million.
Wait a minute, 10th or first?
10th.
I'm confused because your numbers were getting bigger.
Well, that's the thing. The currently standing team with the fewest cap commitments. So the Broncos have the most cap commitments. The Jets have the fewest at 99 million. The Jets have the most cap space right now.
Okay, you were commitments and I was thinking cap room. My bad. All right. Wow. How about them Colts? Get Andrew Luck some help around there.
How about that?
They're on the list.
Eric Berry, by the way, expected to make his season debut tomorrow night for Kansas City against the Chargers.
Good
That's
story.
One person who is going to play.
Good story.
Now, normally, if this were a Sunday game, I'd be looking forward to this game very much, but I never know. Road teams on Thursday nights usually put in stinkers, so I don't know what to think about this game. I want to be excited about this game.
You're going to like Kansas City. I think it's going to be freezing cold, although the Chargers have routine. They've had a history of playing pretty good in cold weather, exception of the 82 ice ball, the real ice ball in Cincinnati was 47 below zero.
No doubt.
Except for that game.
And no pressure because this game's not on our pigskin pick, so I can just sit back and relax and watch
it. It's not on our pigskin pick. Oh, it's not.
It's a Thursday night game. We don't do Thursday night.
They're already up.
Yeah. Chris snuck in here during a break and put up the games. We're going to do Dolphins in Minnesota, Tampa and Baltimore.
No bowl games?
No.
We're
no
not
bowl games.
Doing Alcorn Why State, not? Texas A&M.
That's next
or
week.
You're afraid. You're afraid of people like me.
We do real games.
Those are real games. These played by real people.
These are warm-up games. These are warm-up to band games. We got Chicago hosting Green Bay, the oldest rivalry in the NFL.
By the way, on NFL.com site, you have to go scroll way down to see Roger Goodell's press conference. They don't even have any highlights of anything they said in the headlines.
There weren't any highlights.
Oh, yeah, they're low lights.
He didn't say anything.
Low lights.
So Roger Goodell gave a press conference at the winter meeting. I'm sure nobody knew there were winter meetings. I mean, we know there are baseball owners' meetings going on in Vegas. Did anybody know that the NFL owners were having their winter meetings in Texas?
That wasn't
big news. And then all of a sudden, Roger Goodell pops up on the podium, and all of a sudden, we've got a live press conference on the and were the first questions about Kareem Hunt right off the bat?
They tried. Yeah, and Reuben Foster, they tried. And Reuben Foster, he simply said no comment. What a cop-out.
How can you have comment?
And then what he said about Kareem Hunt was just as embarrassing.
No, I used to not like Reuben sandwiches, but in the past few years, I'm coming around on it.
It is my favorite sandwich.
It's a good sandwich.
And I don't have it very often.
For the longest time, I don't know if like I matured and I could do the sour. I don't know what it was, but I couldn't do it. And now it's a good sandwich.
Very good sandwich.
There was a deli in Houston I'd go to and get one. And you get it open-faced, and it's the size of the plate. And it's just covered with cheese and sauerkraut and 2 inches thick of Reuben of meat.
I don't like open-faced sandwiches.
I don't either, but
because
I'll make
it ruins
an
exception. The idea of the sandwich.
But this would be too big to stuff in your pie hole anyway. You would have to knife and fork it. You'd have to.
Then it's not a good sandwich.
Oh, it's the best I've ever had.
No, you do the Guy Fieri hunch. You can get in there. You do that. You spread the wings. And
but the open face, it ruined. Like, there's like a diner. You get an open face roast beef sandwich. No.
Well, this place has the option of having a closed face sandwich.
Okay. All right.
Now, as long as we're talking about rules for food, I actually pulled something here along these lines. 7 rules as ridiculous as no ketchup on hot dogs. That's a rule a lot of people have.
Yeah, that is a rule. I think that's a good rule.
I don't think it's a good rule.
It's a good rule.
I don't think it's a good rule.
So the National Hot Dog
you
and
want
Sausage
ketchup,
Council.
Get a cheeseburger.
No, I'm not saying douse it in it, but I think there's nothing wrong with ketchup, mustard, relish, celery, right. Salt, onions.
We have a lot of arguments about food. Here are 7 more. Let me throw them at you. I think we'll agree with this. Steak should never be ordered cooked more than medium rare. Fact.
Totally
right?
Agree. Totally agree.
Yep.
Got to have a little pink and mooing in there. Don't eat French fries with mayonnaise.
There's a lot of people
in America
do.
That don't.
I don't care. I don't particularly.
It's a European thing.
No, that's done a lot around in the States. Oh, are you kidding me?
I've never really seen it in the States. I've seen it all over Europe.
I actually saw it last night.
Disgusting.
When I was eating down the street. Yeah,
it's not bad, but I don't.
Mayonnaise and ketchup, French fries.
If you go to Burger King in Europe, you get a cone, a paper cone jammed with fries, but it's the base is full of mayonnaise, and you're pulling them out of there. Let's see. 3, adults should not drink milk.
What?
Love milk. You kidding
me? What is that all about?
I have it in my cereal every morning.
Milk with a sleeve of double-stuffed Oreos?
This is a horrible segment to do at 5:30.
No!
I'm hungry now. 4, is this even necessary to say? Never, never put ice in wine. Duh.
Oh, no.
No, that's
a spritzer.
No, no. White wine, not red
good,
wine.
Good, cheap wine, you need a little ice.
Most women in the summer that drink wine, especially Chardonnay.
Red wine?
No, not red wine
yeah,
usually.
Yeah, if it's cheap enough.
No, not red wine usually, but I've seen it. But mostly white wine. But a lot of people,
white wine I'm okay with.
A lot of people put one ice cube in white wine.
Or you do a spritzer or something like that, but it's never do
nice
it.
Nice hot summer day, taking down a heavy cab. You need a little ice.
All right. 5, no Merlot. Cheese on seafood, including when it's mixed with pasta.
Well, I told you, that is my Italian.
Fact.
Grandparents would roll over in the grave if they see it. That's why
the
worst. Is you just can't have it. But a lot of chefs are doing it now. Even a lot of Italian chefs are doing it. A lot of European chefs are doing it now. And it's wrong.
Can I get a fried grouper sandwich with cheese?
Oh, God.
Terrible.
People do it. They do shrimp parmesan. You see the lobster mac and cheese. That took off about 15 years ago and has gotten stronger since.
It's horrible.
And it's not hard. I just don't.
It's a
I
bad
don't
idea.
Think it's,
but you ruin the seafood at
I agree.
That point. You ruin the seafood.
I agree.
Have chicken if you want to put cheese on something.
Shrimp
don't.
Parmesan. Yeah. Oh, gross.
Now I'm in the mood for a grouper sandwich.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's a good suggestion. 6, don't eat a burger or pizza with a knife and fork. course.
Okay, there need to be asterisks put on that for certain types of pizza. You cannot pick up a deep dish pizza with your hands.
A large. You can, but it's...
But like, it falls all over the place. You need a knife and fork for that type of pizza.
Once in a while, yeah. And if it's really, really piping hot and you can't wait 10 minutes to eat like me, then I'll take out
but
a
But I agree.
Fork,
a good, solid New York slice. Yeah. You go at it with your hands. Fold it in half if you have to. And don't
suck the grease out.
Don't blot the grease. Pete, you do that, don't you? You take a paper towel and you blot the...
No, I usually, 99% of the time, I won't. But there are times where if you get... Sometimes it's really, really, really... It has to be really, really bad for me to blot the grease. But I have done it on occasion, but I don't make a habit out of it.
The final thing on this list of seven things, and this doesn't apply to any of us, milk must be poured into a cup before tea if you put milk in your tea. Milk first, then tea. I would do the opposite. Like, if I make coffee, I pour the black coffee in through the coffee maker, and then you add your creams or your sugars or whatever you do. But I don't know what the rule on tea.
My coffee, what I do is I put my cream in first. I put my splendor. No, cream in the cup first, blender, really? And then if you're using the Keurig thing, I let the coffee go on. Then
it stirs it automatically.
Stirs it automatically.
I do my coffee just black, so I don't.
Yep.
Oh, like a real man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like mine frou-froued up with some sweetness.
Nah, I could have guessed that.
But yeah, because then maybe I'll do that the Pete Shepherd way.
Can we go back to the cheese and seafood?
Yeah, it's...
Can we make an exception for lobster? Because I do love myself some good lobster mac and cheese.
Good comfort hangover.
Okay, I'm not saying I don't want a nice 3-pound lobster tail and you dipping it in a thing of cheese whiz.
No. But I know what you mean. But I won't eat it. And I know there's some good ones out. I won't eat it on principle. I can't do it.
Okay, and I can respect that. But like the text from the 239, got a lobster grilled cheese in Vegas. It was amazing. Like
I have no doubt, fantastic.
If you...
I've seen good lobster mac and cheese in gourmet restaurants, and it's an easy dish to make, but it just, you know, and we're not talking about crappy cheese. We're talking about
real,
you're really making a good mac and cheese and just add a lobster to it. The taste is, there's something about it, the texture and the cheese. I don't know. That's just the way I was raised. It's just the way we were brought. We never, ever. When I see a frutti di mare out there, which is linguine with all the shells, the clams and shrimp, scallops, mussels, and people are putting Parmesan cheese all the way around it, I want to grab their plate. It's just a disrespect of cuisine to do that.
I think we need to make the exception for lobster.
Lobster ravioli, I will say I do love that.
See, so you got to make the exception for lobster.
But that's not...
Don't put cheese on seafood unless it's lobster.
But lobster ravioli is usually done in cream sauce. Yes, it's finished with usually a shaving, but that lobster ravioli to me is much different than lobster mac and cheese. Mm. Lobster ravioli is outstanding. Outstanding.
239, this is how you drink tea. You throw it in the harbor, and it's called American Drink Coffee. Americans drink coffee. Who cares about tea? All right.
Oh, I was at a place last night. They do a lobster quesadilla with a little cheese in it. Fantastic.
You had one?
Yeah. It's
good. Well, what are you having for dinner tonight?
I don't know.
Anybody know? Nobody knows.
No, I'd call my wife, but apparently my kid's being a real a-hole this afternoon, and he's just screaming.
What's the problem?
I don't know. We went out to dinner last night. He wanted to have a sleepover with grandma and grandpa. And I said, no, it's a school night. You got to go home and get your rest.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, he's tired today.
Yeah.
But I'm the jerk who doesn't want to let the 2-year-old go have a sleepover. But today, why is he acting like this?
Yeah.
He never acts like this. Well, I'm going to go home and just have a sign around my neck that says, I told you so.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Be the bigger man. Well, we heard him screaming through the glass. He had some good, set of lungs.
Yeah. No kidding. I got to go. But it's just, it's a bigger problem where most of us are dads, you know.
Yeah.
We don't get listened to.
Right.
At least we don't get listened to enough. I've got great ideas.
They want to ask you about great ideas. Again, this goes back to the bedspreads and the curtains, but they really don't want to hear from you. They don't.
Right.
And if you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you don't say anything, then it's you don't care. When you do say something and you know full well that they're going to shoot down every idea that you have, then you're being patronized.
You just touched on another thing. Do you all have pillows and towels that you can't use in your own damn house?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, so
I have dishes I can't use.
I've pushed back on the towel thing.
Okay.
Because if I'm...
Yeah, I don't mind. Those are guest towels. Well, I'm a guest. Yeah. Guests.
No, they're my towels.
Right.
The guests can borrow them when they come into my house, but they're my towels.
Right.
If I need a towel, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
But the pillow thing has gotten ridiculous in my household.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Both on the couch and the bed, or just the bed?
No, just couch the, and no. bed.
Okay.
Couch and bed.
I've kind of now distanced myself from it. It's. I don't know where this obsession has come over the last decade.
It's throw pillows.
We need tons of throw pillows on the bed, only to throw them out on the couch or the floor or the chair.
I have more surface area of pillow than I do of couch.
When we were kids growing up,
I just had two pillows.
Layers of pillow on my couch. I have
it takes
to
me
you
20
throw them
minutes,
on the floor.
It takes me 20 minutes to clear the bed off to go to bed.
No, no. You can't throw them on the floor.
Oh, no.
The dog's down there on the floor.
The dog has throw pillows.
All right, I got to get my dog a new bed.
Oh, please.
It's a dog bed.
I'll give you mine. We got five of them. Please.
Oh, goodness.
It is. My best decoration my wife got many years ago, not many, a few years ago, it's out on our front lawn, is the actual Charlie Brown Christmas tree. The one that droops over, the one bulb. Bloop,
I've seen that.
With the Linus
blanket.
You got
that one?
With the Linus blanket around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
260 is onto something. I always pick the ugliest thing. I don't even get asked anymore because I have bad taste.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not everybody could have good taste.
239, listening is therapy. Thanks, guys. A dad.
We have a hand towel on the sink, and I got yelled at for drying my hands on it. Mind you, there is no other towels out to use. See, my wife yells at me because I use too much paper. You and your mother, you usually use so much paper towel. Well, I go to use a hand towel.
You can't use it.
Like, no, I wipe something else. Well, what am I supposed to use? Okay, I wipe it on my pants, my slacks, my shirt.
But you don't wear pants.
No, I don't.
I get hit with that a lot, too. What? The paper towel usage.
Oh, I get creamed for it.
For using too much?
It's like we're on, because we buy Bounty.
Right.
And it's like every time something spills in my household, we need to make sure that Bounty can really do what it says. And we're just going to take one square.
Right.
If I take four of them, I know that the milk is going to get cleaned up. So what does it matter?
You're trying to get it before it seeps into the cracks and around the corner and all these other problems you got to clean up. You got to get it. The job is to get the job done. ASAP. If that takes a whole fistful of paper towels, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's tough being a guy.
No, it's just you really, there's some topics you're just damned if you do, damned if you don't. There is no right answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
There isn't a right answer.
Glad we had this little therapy session.
By the way, before I go, a cute little movie that's good for the family, which I actually watched last night, believe it or not, which I think you would like, Craig.
Yeah.
The Man Who Invented Christmas. And it is a whole thing about how Charles Dickens came up with the idea of A Christmas Carol. It is a very, very underrated movie.
Is it a movie or documentary?
Movie. And it got Christopher Plummer's in it. It got like 5.5 out of 6 stars. It's a great family movie. I recommend it highly. If you're looking for a nice family Christmassy type movie, The Man Who Invented Christmas. It's about Charles Dickens and how he came up with the idea, because I guess he had a couple of brain farts after Oliver Twist, 3 or 4 duds. We had writer's block and all that stuff, and all his family and the people around him, and how he came up with the idea of Christmas Carol, the Three Ghosts, all that stuff, and Ebenezer Scrooge and Bah Humbug and all that. Pretty, pretty cool stuff.
I thought Jesus invented Christmas. I got to read some of these texts. Sunnybrook off the text line. 850. I'm 20, not married. Is this the life ahead of me? ? Every day? ?
Yeah, you get
fact,
used to it.
Fact.
It starts to numb yourself over time.
239. That's why I use the backside of towels that you're not supposed to use. Wife will never know.
Oh, I was once told by, I don't know if it was a mom, an aunt, a wife or something, not to use a particular side of the face cloth when I'm washing my face. Use the other side of the face cloth.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing either, but apparently it is.
863, own 2 towels, a single man in the army. Currently own no less than 30 towels as a married man. Yes. 802, But God forbid you mention how much toilet paper they use.
The next one's the best.
239, I have actually uttered the line, I have a job, I will eat a roll of paper towels if I want to.
Good for you. Good for you, 239. I'm going to throw that line out there.
Everyone knows, as a father, I can't take my boys to get haircuts. The ladies question everything I tell them, like, your wife won't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough deal there. That's pretty good.
Oh, haircuts with a two-year-old.
Good times.
Yeah. Every parent knows how that goes.
239-337-ESPN.
It's like you're cutting their head off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Oh, hey, I got WWE tickets. Got to give away. How many we give away, Chris? Two?
Two.
All right. I'm doing it now. Yesterday, you didn't know I did it. And then you're like, why is the phone ringing? All right. So caller number 9, two tickets, January 6th, WWE at Hertz Arena. John Cena will be there. Be very exciting. Two tickets can be yours if you're caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN. Our Twitter poll, which Rocky movie do you like best, 1 through 4? So far, I think it was the original Rocky, followed by Rocky 4 in that
yes,
order.
It was.
Also, a reminder, we're going to be broadcasting Friday's show out of the parking lot of Walmart at Estero, 41. Collecting toys for tots, toys, new bikes, the whole deal. So come on by, make a time in your calendar if you could. Just squeeze on by after work and help us out. So we'll be out there on Friday's show from 2 to 6. And looking forward to seeing you in person if you come on by as well.
Yep.
All right, so we got all of that. We got now I'm starting to look forward to tomorrow night's game for Thursday night football with the Chargers and the Chiefs.
Barry's going to play. No running backs for either side, but it should be a lot of throws. Gonna cold be- in Kansas City.
How cold? How bad's the forecast going to be? Is it just like a it's cold a, raw night? Or?
I'm going to just say cold.
All right.
Cause probably like, under 30. I would say under 30.
I'm cold now. I think it's cold outside here.
I mean,
and
it still is, and this is still, if you looked at the map this morning, this is still the warmest part of the country.
Yeah.
Is Southwest Florida. It's amazing. So
it's very nice.
It's a little cool here today, but that's nothing. 60s, might have hit 70 today, but.
All right.
The rest of the country's frigid.
You're back on the golf course tomorrow.
Yeah, I am. Early.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right.
Not that bad.
Not that bad?
Tomorrow? No. Tomorrow, Kansas City has a high of 43, a low of 32. There is a 50% chance for precipitation.
What time? At 8 o'clock, though. The high is probably, you know, around 1 o'clock.
Hold on. Tomorrow night, the low is 32.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, kickoff is, I don't know, it'll be in the 30s.
What was kickoff in Chicago the other night? Because I'm telling you, the Rams looked very uncomfortable.
Oh, they did. And you can understand why.
And tomorrow night, you will have wind as well, 10 to 20 mile an hour.
Oh.
And it looks like the chance of rain is earlier in the day for
Kansas City. Those no-look passes don't work so good in 20-mile-an-hour winds, Patrick Mahomes.
They're going to put up points.
Yeah.
They'll put up points. I've been curious all year. This is a cold-weather team that if they play well in the regular season, they're going to be playing in bad conditions come playoffs.
Yeah.
It can't be as effective.
No.
Right?
Right.
And Tyreek Hill is going to play tomorrow night.
With the bad heel.
Or is going to try to give it a go in pregame, I should say.
Wow. That's a painful injury he's got going there.
How about this number? Quarterback hits allowed since week 9. The best is the Browns. Only 4. Since
Baker.
Week 9.
It's because Baker's second on best, the rock.
Second best is the Ravens, Colts, and Patriots tied for second at 19.
Andrew Luck has not been hit. You're right. Mm-hmm. He's
but 4-19. That's the difference between 1 and 2. Then
the Ravens make sense because you got Lamar Jackson. He can escape.
Yeah. Still though, 19 is impressive. 20 New Orleans, 22 Minnesota, Pittsburgh and the Giants, 25 Philadelphia, 26 Miami is way down the bottom at 41. Oakland, 43.
Should surprise no
Dallas,
one.
Detroit, Tampa Bay, Washington, 44. That's something Dak Prescott needs to be wary of.
Well, keep in mind that Matthew Stafford was sacked 10 times in a game about a month ago.
Atlanta's dead last at 48. That is, quarterback hits allowed since week 9. The Falcons dead last at 48. The Browns a best of 4.
You know what? That Browns stat, that has something to do with Hugh Jackson and the offense too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. There's no question.
He's
His
horrible.
Numbers are night and day since Hugh Jackson left. And they weren't, I mean, they just
And
are.
Todd Haley. Todd Haley too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the one calling the plays.
Yeah, but Ben Roethlisberger wouldn't get rocked like that when Todd Haley was with the Steelers for the last 6 years. I blame Hugh.
Well, that's the easy one to blame.
He was horrible, though. He was horrible when he was with the Raiders. He's horrible when he's with the Browns. He's just horrible. He doesn't get it. And I don't know why he keeps getting hired. He'll get hired again.
No, he won't. Not as a head coach.
As an offensive guru.
His offenses in Cincinnati put up numbers.
Yeah.
When he was working with Andy Dalton.
The Red Rocket. Or the Red Rifle.
Rifle.
Sorry.
My bad. Red Rifle.
Got my alliteration mixed up there.
A lot of alliteration for anxious anchors put in high-powered positions.
Wow. Congratulations to Dave, who won the WWE tickets. More broadcast news and Sheeman and Shepherd next with What You Got on 99.3 ESPN.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by our friends at Duncan Diamonds, Southwest Florida's engagement ring specialist. Visit duncansdiamonds.com to find the location nearest you. A couple of items on this date in history. It is December 12th. December 12th, 1930. The Baseball Rules Committee greatly revises the rule book. A ball bouncing into the stands is no longer a home run. It is a ground rule double. Did you know that home runs could bounce over the fence?
I did not know that.
So, yeah, I remember watching a few games.
Do you? Yeah. Do we have to go back in time and take away a few from Babe Ruth back in the day? Did he bounce a few over?
The Babe.
No, I don't remember that. When did they say it changed?
1930.
Baby Ruth.
All right. Well, wow.
And on December 12, 2002, LeBron James made his national TV debut in high school on ESPN, scored 31 points in a win.
Know who's there?
You?
No. Jay Billis.
Oh, was he?
Yep. Yeah, great hair, right?
I mean, he had hair at the time.
Somebody commented on, I saw the picture today, it said Jay Billis, this just in, Jay Billis had great hair back then.
Jay Billis had hair.
That's funny. Then he had that like awkward point on the forehead for a while, and then he just finally got rid of it all together. All right, Pete Shepherd, what you got?
Baker Mayfield dinner dates with fiance was auctioned off and raised $96,000 for charity.
You hang out with him and his fiance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about just the fiance?
Giselle also went on Ellen DeGeneres' show today. Was asked about Tom Brady retiring, and she said, I want him to do, she goes, you should ask him about that. And Ellen Preston, she said, I want him to do whatever makes him happy.
She also wants him to retire.
Yes, she said that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Did you tape that? You going to go home and watch it?
No.
Mrs. Brady?
No.
All right. Chris, what you got?
All right. Doc Rivers said that all the way back in the 2003 draft that Miami and Orlando had an agreement in place to trade spots if Dwayne Wade was not available at number 5.
Really?
But he was at number 5, goes to the Heat, and that all, of course, was made possible, Wade being at number 5, because Darko went number 2 to the Pistons.
Thank you, Joe Dumars.
Which meant Carmelo Anthony could go, then Chris Bosh could go, and the Heat would get Wade at 5.
Yeah, but the Joes, I mean, there are a lot of people that were high on Milicic back then. A lot of people. No, I mean, they faked were high on him because I hadn't seen him play all that much.
Maybe they're just high.
No, Luka Doncic.
It almost worked out.
For sure. Yeah, that kid is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was all over him.
All right, we have no play-by-play tonight, right?
No. And the Miami Heat got new Earned It jerseys. They're the Miami Vice uniforms,
yeah,
but they're all pink.
Tonight, though, might be a good basketball game actually to watch if I can stay up that late. At least the first half is the Golden State Warriors hosting Toronto. The Warriors, 7-point favorites.
Who KD says every starter on the team this year will get a statue outside the new arena.
Really?
Great. Yeah. And then when he leaves.
It's really easy to not like Kevin Durant right
Very
now.
Very easy to not like Kevin Durant.
It's really easy. Now, I might tweet at him tonight.
The latest rumor is he's going to the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard. At least that's what the Clippers want you
Don't leave Toronto, Kawhi.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we got Spain and Fitz tonight, then, with no game. Let's see. Their lead story today would be...
Maybe the NFL, what Roger Goodell didn't say. That's possible. Could be...
Oh, the Raiders. Because Fitz will lawsuit.
The Raiders lawsuit.
That's what I'm going with.
That's a good topic. There's a lot there. That's going to gain some heat.
All right. What are you doing there?
I'm trying to stick a pencil into the ceiling?
David Letterman?
Yeah. I can't do it. I can't get the pencil sharp enough.
Really?
What's going to happen is...
You're going to poke an eye out.
You're going to come back and hit you and stab you someplace on your face or your hand.
Don't be ridiculous.
One, two, three.
He's going to hurt himself.
I'm going to break the ceiling tile is what I'm going to do.
He's going to injure himself. He's going to take an eye out. All right. I'm going to give you one more chance on live radio. Go for it.
He's going to stab himself.
Yes!
He did it! He did it!
Victory!
Good job, Chris.
Victory is mine.
Was that a victory wave or is that we got 10 seconds?
We got 10 seconds. Now we got 5.
For Chris, for Pete Shepherd, I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm great, although Chris stuck the pencil. God bless America, everybody.